This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. With the official death toll from the coronavirus outbreak at 132, foreign nationals are being evacuated from China. Earlier today, a plane load of Americans arrived in Anchorage, Alaska from Wuhan, the center of the epidemic. We get a report from the AP's Rita Foley.
First stop, Anchorage, Alaska.
The whole plane erupted into cheers when the crew welcomed them back to the United States.
That's Dr. Ann Zink, Alaska's chief medical officer.
All passengers had already been screened twice before they left China. They were monitored throughout the flight. And in Anchorage, the passengers were screened twice more.
Everyone passed the health screening in Anchorage, and then it was on to Southern California for more screening and a temporary stopover. The state health commissioner, Adam Crum, said this is the best possible outcome, and he wished the passengers the best of luck as they complete their journeys home. I'm Rita Foley.
Members of the U.S. Senate will spend much of this day posing questions to the two sides in President Donald Trump's impeachment trial. Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell cited the Clinton impeachment of 20 years ago, asking for question-and-answer session decorum. Here's AP's Sagar Magani.
They have to submit written questions to Chief Justice John Roberts, who will read them aloud and ask for answers. The president's defense team rested yesterday with a final plea.
It is time for this to end, here and now.
But there may be a setback to its hopes of ending with a fast acquittal. Several Senate Republicans are apparently ready to join Democrats in calling for witnesses. That makes the 2 days of questions and answers vital, allowing each side more time to win over undecided senators before an expected vote Friday on whether to allow witnesses. Sagar Magani, Washington.
To stay up to date on all the news, we invite you online to voanews.com, our website. There is also a mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. There is disturbing news in the investigation of the helicopter crash that killed former American basketball superstar Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and seven others. We have a report from the AP's Mike Gracia.
Federal investigators say the helicopter that crashed Sunday, killing Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter Gigi, and seven others, did not have the Terrain Awareness and Warning System, known as TAWS. NTSB member Jennifer Homendy told reporters in 2004 her agency recommended that the FAA make TAWS mandatory on all rotor-powered aircraft seating six or more people, but the FAA did not act.
TAWS could have helped to provide information to the pilot on what terrain the pilot was flying in.
The helicopter crashed into a fog-shrouded mountain. I'm Mike Gracia.
As his impeachment lawyers were winding up their opening arguments in the Senate, President Trump was announcing his long-awaited peace plan for the Middle East. At best, it got a mixed reaction, and Palestinian leaders left out of the deal-making condemned Mr. Trump's blueprint. The president is set to sign a new trade agreement with Mexico and Canada today, a major campaign issue in the election that brought him to power 3 years ago. Mr. Trump talked about it at a political rally in New Jersey last night.
A massive win for New Jersey workers, New Jersey farmers, New Jersey union people, New Jersey manufacturers, and everybody. And weeks ago, we also signed a fantastic new trade agreement with China.
The White House signing ceremony will not include key Democrats from the House of Representatives who helped get bipartisan approval of the measure in Congress. American military officials report that the bodies of two U.S. pilots in Monday's military plane crash in Ghazni province, Afghanistan, have been recovered. It is still unclear why the plane went down in the Taliban-controlled district, but Washington insists it was not shot down, as the Taliban and Iranian media have claimed. It is hoped the flight recorder, which has also been found, will provide clues on what caused the crash. The United States has once again revised upward the number of U.S. troops injured in this month's Iranian missile attacks on two Iraqi military bases. The number of those with symptoms of traumatic brain injuries now stands at 50. It was initially announced that no Americans were hurt. That was changed to 11, then 34, now 50. A UNICEF shipment of respiratory masks and protective suits for health workers landed in Shanghai today to support China's response to the coronavirus outbreak. Executive Director Henrietta Fore says, quote, "This coronavirus is spreading at a breakneck speed, and it's important to put all the necessary sources into halting it." More news at VOAnews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.